In Northwest News from KPLU, the idea of overhauling our state's tax system has come up repeatedly in the past. But an income tax has become politically toxic. In the final installment of our series, Where's the Dough? On the Hunt for Washington's Missing Tax Dollars, KPLU's Ashley Gross sat down with two lawmakers from different parties to explore the idea of tax reform and why it's been so hard to achieve. She spoke with Republican Representative Kerry Condotta and Democratic Representative Reuven Carlisle, and started with Carlisle.
What would you do to change it?
Well, first of all, our tax system is not only unfair to the middle class, to working folks, to small business, but it's upside down and backwards. It's not meeting the needs of this state. It's structurally broken. We've got 650 tax breaks, and a good number of them are written by special interests and lobbyists and campaign cash. All comes into play. We have so much of a better opportunity to build a modern 21st century system.
So what does that look like?
Well, it looks like making some structural improvements. We have a very high sales tax. We have a gross receipts business tax. What that means is that companies are taxed on the gross amount that they make versus net or profits. And then we have property tax. And so we need to look structurally at all of those, and we have to make some really important decisions.
What do you think, Representative Condotta?
Well, I tend to agree with what Representative Carlisle said. It is regressive. That's the first problem. Second of all, it relies heavily on business. We have about a 50% of business taxes in the general fund. If you look west of the Mississippi at all the other states, it averages about 33%. So business pays about a third. Here they pay about a half. And that tax being a B&O tax is dysfunctional. As the representative said, you have to make adjustments for every different business structure. If your business structure is high volume, low margin, you have to have a different tax structure because you're taxed differently. In income tax, everybody is somewhat similar in a corporate income tax. Here we have a very convoluted system.
So you owned a motorcycle shop. You were a small business owner. So how did you experience those business taxes? I mean, was that what prompted you to run for office?
Well, that was partially it, yeah, because when you have a high-volume, low-margin business like an automobile dealership or particularly a motorsports dealership, your functional tax rate is extremely high. We didn't get exemptions or tax adjustments at our size because we're too small. I could see years where I was paying 40 or 50%, the equivalent of a 40 or 50% corporate income tax, and that just didn't feel right to me. So we just think we've got to look at some other options.
I heard you say income tax, which in some corners of the state is a bad word. So what's your view of it?
In most corners of the state, it's a bad word. And I think that's too bad because let's look at a very, very conservative state, Idaho. They have a progressive personal income tax. I don't hear anybody complaining about the tax system in Idaho. I think that it just got a bad name way back, and people really don't look at the facts around it. Now, I'm not supporting a big, high progressive income tax, but I think if the only way we're going to shift taxes off of property tax, off of the very regressive sales tax, and get business competitive is to have some sort of a personal tax. You can call it whatever you want. But if you don't shift to that, you're stuck with the other three. You can rearrange the chairs on the Titanic, but you're not going to come up with a solution.
Do you agree with that?
Well, I do agree that we have not only an unfair system, but we have a disproportionate reliance on business. Absolutely. And the only way to fix that is to broaden the base. And Representative Condotta is absolutely right in that a state like Idaho, in effect, you have a relatively low but still progressive income tax, you have relatively low sales tax, and you have relatively low property tax, and you have relatively low corporate taxes. So lower rates, broadly applied. There is no one from a Seattle Democrat to a Lake Chelan Republican, if they really looked at the numbers, who wouldn't switch Washington State's tax system with Idaho's as an example. And that's embarrassing for some of us to say and to admit, but it's true. And the fact of the matter is, in 1995, we were 11th in the nation in the combined level of all state and local taxes. We were admittedly a relatively high tax state. Today, we're 35th in the nation. Now, that's not good or bad. The question is, does it meet the needs of our state? And as a consequence, what we've done is double tuition. As a consequence, we're under court order for failing to fully fund public education. So we have a big structural problem.
But what do you mean when you say broaden the base? Who are we not taxing?
Well, it's about capturing some element of wealth. So one option is a capital gains tax. There's opportunities to lower the rates within the business community by broadening the base.
Look, but to whom?
Well, let me tell you, we have effectively and figuratively carved out through 650 tax breaks many parts of the aerospace industry, the technology industry, the agriculture industry, and the timber industry over the course of decades and decades. And rather than carve out industry by sector or company or interest, I'd rather carve out small business.
Well, there is a proposal from Republican Representative Drew McEwen to simplify the business and occupation tax and basically eliminate the burden on small business. What do you think of that, Representative Condotta?
Well, I really appreciate him bringing it forward, but the fact is it doesn't change the underlying problem. It doesn't change the total tax on business. Is it more equitable? Possibly, but it doesn't solve the underlying problem that business still pays a high share.
So where should we pick up the other revenue from? You're saying from a personal income tax? Or?
Well, if you look at the Idaho model, that's exactly how they do it. Most states do. I think we're one of six or seven that don't have that. That's really the untaxed, folks. It's a personal tax. It's something the state has to agree to, and that's why the proposal has to be very good. This is something that more than likely will require a constitutional amendment, which means it's going to have to be voted on. So it's up to us to develop a package which first does the job that convinces the majority of people that it works, and second of all, gives them confidence that we're not just trying to increase taxation. I don't think that's the case. As a matter of fact, in the proposals I've seen, 7 out of 10 people would have a tax reduction in the state of Washington.
Having that conversation with the public is about trust. It might mean locking in some rates in the Constitution. Very uncomfortable, very difficult conversation to have. But that's the kind of give and take we have to have as a state in order to have meaningful change.
The constitutional amendment is something we put in our original proposal that we worked on a few years back, and it is controversial for some folks, but frankly, that's the level of confidence that people need to be able to vote. That's where the disconnect happens with the people. They don't believe that we're going to keep those rates down. They're all going to come back up. We're going to end up with the income tax or flat tax plus everything else we didn't like. So we have to put something together that's that confident that says this is what we're going to do and we're going to stick with it.
I've been speaking with Representative Carrie Condotta, who represents the 12th District, covering Wenatchee and Chelan, and is on the House Finance Committee. Thank you so much for talking with me.
You bet. It was a pleasure.
Representative Reuven Carlisle represents the 36th District in North Seattle, which covers Magnolia, Queen Anne, Ballard. He's the chair of the House Finance Committee. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Ashley Gross, KPLU News.